Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Now, we're going to stay well here in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's not the will of God that it happened to you, but it's the will of God you give thanks. Amen. I broke my toe that about 3 o'clock in the morning that morning on that great big old green footstool. I did a very dumb thing. When I come back there then, we'd been gone for days and days. And when I get home, I'm home. I didn't want to leave home in the first place. But if it hadn't been for preaching, I'd stay home. And now Glory and the kids had gone to bed, and I just stayed up just, you know, as long as I could stay awake. I'm home. And I did something extremely stupid. I turned out the light and then walked across the room. And I kicked this big old green thing, and I heard my toe, pow! Now, if it's not in you, it won't come out. I could have said something really ugly right then. I was in the hangar. I walked into the hangar, and it wasn't our hangar. It was in another place. And I had flown an airplane over there to show to these people. Anyway, they were working in the hangar. And the tip tanks on a twin Cessna stuck out here like this, and they're just this high. And one of the mechanics in there coming around there, and he hit. No, I take about this was, and he knew I was a preacher. And you can imagine what he said. And he looked up at me and said, "Oh, preacher, I'm sorry." I said, "Well, you know, don't let me cramp your style." I said, "Jesus said when he was on earth, out of the fullness of your heart, your mouth speaks. And now we know what you're full of." Oh, no. And I looked him up painful. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. And that night, instead of saying something like that, I said, "Jesus, glory to God, thank you, sir, that I broke my toe. No, that I'm healed. Amen. Thank you, sir, I'm healed. Hallelujah, glory to God." And of course, Gloria's sound asleep when that happened. The next morning, I got up and come in the kitchen there. Now, we've learned these things. Instead of saying, "Oh, Kenneth, what happened?" No, she said, "Is there something I can pray with you about?" I said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "I kicked that big old green stool in there." "Ottoman, are you kidding? It's a big green footstool. I broke my toe. I know I broke it. I know. Glory to God." And she prayed. Well, I had an appointment at the airport to look at that first little red airplane we were talking about yesterday. And I walked in there, and I'm hurting. And I said, "I need to see Mr. Spinks, if you don't mind." She said, "What happened?" I said, "I know about 3 o'clock I broke my toe, but you know Jesus said when he was on earth, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe you receive it. I believe I'm healed." By the time I got that out, she's backing off, man. I mean, she's getting out of the way. And she backed off and got the appointment with Mr. Spinks. And I said, and I told him the tail number of that airplane. And because I had flown it before when I worked for him, I knew the condition that it was in. And he said, "Well, yeah, Kenneth, I'm glad you're going to buy us a good airplane." I said, "Yes, I know it is." And so he said, let me call my secretary in here, and he's making out the papers. And he's making, and I said, now, Pappy, now, wait a minute. I said, "You know, I don't borrow money, you know." "No." I said, "Now that I'm in the ministry, that airplane's going to belong to Jesus." Now, I'm not going to mortgage his airplane. I didn't go into all the reasons why. I said, I have $5,000, and I want you to keep that $5,000 until I get the rest of it. Well, it was a $9,000 airplane. And the Lord will get me the money. He turned around and he said, he won't borrow money, so just, you know. Right? I went around, I got in the car, and I drove around behind that hangar where that airplane was. And there it was. It looked just as good as it did the last time I saw it. I got out and walked over to it. No pain. Jesus, the healer, by the Holy Spirit in me, fixed that toe. And I'm telling you, my toe was black and blue and beat up. Amen. And so I started out the door of his office. He said, you got any idea when God's going to get you that money? Now, listen, he said, he didn't know I'm saying it. I turned around and I said, no, I don't. But you hear me saying it now. God will get me that money. I believe you. So I went on. Less than a 15-minute drive to my house. And I got there, and Carolyn Savelle's dad, Olin, called me. He said, Kenneth, Mary and I were praying this morning. And, no, I think, yeah, it was that morning, because I got home, Gloria said, Olin called you, and here's his number. And we were praying, and the Lord said something about you in an airplane. I don't know what was going on. So he said, we put a check in the mail. It ought to be there probably. It may be there today. I don't know. To your ministry. I said, Olin, how much was it? He said, $3,500. I happened to have $500. I got right back in the car, drove back over there. I said, I got the money. He said, you did not. I said, God got it for me. I said he would. And I was sitting there. Then the next day in the fuel office, they were gassing our airplane. And I was just waiting to pay the bill. And Pappy walked in the door, for our door over there, and he had a man with him. He said, you see that man over there? He had a big grin on his face. That guy said, yeah. He has money coming into him in wheelbarrow loads. I started to say, no, and the Lord said, agree with him. I said, yes, sir, glory to God. Well, I'm telling you, Jesus is healing this morning in wheelbarrow loads. He is the healer by His Spirit, and His Spirit is healing. He's been healing all morning. Check yourself out, glory to God. You are already healed. Your throat is healed. Your nose is healed. Your eyes are healed. Your ears are healed. Your stomach is healed. Your knees are healed. Your elbows are healed. Your feet are healed. Glory to God. People are being healed. Glory to God. People are being healed. The Spirit of God is rising up. The Spirit of God is moving. In everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. What does that mean? Walk in love. Don't be saying things that are not faith words and love words. Don't do that. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Prove all things. How do you do that? With the Word. Prove it. Prove it. Prove it with the Word. If the Word says it, it's... When you understand and you know what God is speaking to you in His Word, then it's settled. This is my Bible. Right here. And I didn't steal it. Wayne Cochran. Oh, God bless him. He's in heaven today. Old C.C. Ryder. And some of you old rock hounds remember C.C. Ryder. A great band. Played Vegas a lot. And he got saved in a hotel reading a Gideon Bible. And he took it with him. He didn't know that it was there to take. He thought he stole it. And he told me later, he said, Kenneth, I got saved out of a Bible that I stole. I said, what are you talking about? He said, the Gideon Bible. I said, Wayne, you didn't read the rest of that Bible. You were supposed to take it. Really? He'd never been in church. Never read a Bible in his life. Born again, filled with the Spirit. What a lovely man. And in Las Vegas, he got the owner of the hotel casino born again. And then he called Wayne. He said, and he'd been listening to some of my tapes then. He said, do you suppose that Mr. Copeland would come preach in my hotel? And he said, well, I know he would. You really think so? In the casino and all? He said, well, yeah. So he called me. I said, Wayne, will I ever? Let's set this thing up. And hey, we had some great meetings in that casino hotel. And one night, I was behind the curtain there in this great showroom there, and just waiting for 7:30, and this blackjack dealer stuck his head through the curtain. He still had his little bow tie stuck on his collar. He said, Brother Copeland, I just wanted to tell you, I have to be on the floor tonight, but he said, I'm praying for you, brother. I'm praying for you. A lot of people in Las Vegas know God. He said, I'm praying for you. Amen. Jesus started a great move of God right there in that casino. So, this is my Bible. Always stay on the God side of everything. I'm completely well today because of this book. My heart's well today because of this book. It took corresponding action. I had to get on that treadmill and go to work hard. And, well, yes, sir, I will. Present day, the pacemaker, they said I needed a pacemaker. And I said, Lord, I'm going to get that by faith. He said, no, you're too far behind the power curve. You believe God, you believe for that pacemaker. Well, it had a built-in defibrillator. They didn't have to use the paddles anymore. And that was a new thing. And the FAA had no experience with that. I took their test 9 minutes with the defibrillator active. And it was textbook all the way through it. Then all of the papers, the tech rep for the company came out to our place and disabled that defibrillator because I don't need it anymore. And God said to me, I'm way back there, I have given you a new heart, and I took it and began to confess it, and I said it day after day after day, 8:42 in the evening in Dallas, Texas. I just preached in a prison over there with Mike Barber, and I got so short-winded in the thing, I finished my message that night. Never did have a pain. Never had a pain with it at all. But I got really short-winded. I finished it and just sat down in the airplane. And the airplane, as far as I was concerned, filled up with the glory of God. And he said, I've given you a new heart. I said, I take it. I take it. And I talked about my new heart all the time. Talked about my new heart all the time. Talked about my new heart all the time. And I have a new heart. He will do it. He will do it. He will do it. Say it. He will do it. He will do it. He will do it. He has done it. He has done it. Glory to God. Stand up with me, please. Now, I'm going to say to you what Brother Hagin said to us. Plug in with faith. Now, all the power flowing through these lights, a lot of power, huh? But it has to be plugged in. And when you turn on your radio in your car, you don't go call the station. There's something wrong with your station. You're not broadcasting.
What?
No, you're not in tune. You better adjust the dial. Plug in with your faith. Plug it in. Plug it in. Don't pull the plug. Glory to God. When he was healed of heart and totally paralyzed, and then he plugged in with his faith. If you believe this gospel that I have preached to you this morning, and you are ready to receive the power of God unto salvation, you're already standing. The power of God for your spirit, your mind, your body, you're already standing on your feet. If you can't stand up on the inside. If you can't stand up out of that chair, stand up on the inside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Stand up on the inside. And I take authority over all sickness, all disease, over all the devil's, glory to God. Now lift your hands. Close your eyes. And say boldly, the gospel that I have heard is the power of God unto my salvation. I confess Jesus Christ as Lord over my life, over my spirit, over my soul, and over my body. I receive the power of God to make me sound, whole, delivered, saved, healed. Now, I act on the Word of God. I receive the power of God. Sickness, disease, and pain. I resist you in the name of Jesus. Sickness, weakness, and pain. You are not the will of God for me. I enforce the Word of God on you. I will not tolerate you in my life. Leave my presence. I will never allow you back. My days of sickness and disease are over. I am the healed. The power of sickness has been broken forever over my life. Jesus bore my sickness, my weakness, and my pain. I am forever free. Sickness shall no longer lord it over me. Sin shall no longer lord it over me. Fear shall no longer lord it over me. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I proclaim my freedom in Jesus' name. Today.
Today.
I said today. The gospel is the power of God unto me unto salvation. I receive the gospel.
I act on the gospel.
I am made whole in Jesus' name. Well, act, move, do something. Bend over. You couldn't bend over, bend over. You couldn't move your arm, move your arm. Do what you couldn't do before. Glory to God. Do something. Put it in action. Corresponding action. It'll break free. It'll go free. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Yes, amen. The aisles are open. Run if you couldn't run. Walk if you couldn't walk. Do something. Do it now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you for your power. Thank you for the word of the living God.
My first and last name is Jim Perry. Today, I woke up knowing that I wanted to be healed of my need for two new knees. And the fact that I had had shoulder surgery and I couldn't even get my hand to do this. I hobbled around here all week long. It was so hard that I had people that were helping me, that were going to get my cars for me and everything. So I woke up this morning, I knew I was going to get it. I prepared my seed offering. It's the very second he said, "We're going to take up the offering," I wanted my seed up there. I brought it up, and then I started taking my healing. I wasn't going to wait for the prayer. I wasn't going to wait for anything, and I just started moving around. It wasn't just an instantaneous thing. It took a few minutes. I mean, I had to actually show the Lord that I believed what I was receiving, and I just kept moving myself around. I walked around and was able to actually physically move my legs in a normal motion instead of hobbling. And the more I moved, the better it was.
I needed a double knee replacement. Been told that a long time, and I've got healing in that. I had my shoulder replaced, and I could not put my hands on my hips, and I can now. I am healed.
Good glory to God.
God is awesome.
Come experience divine healing, health, prosperity, and recovery at the 2021 Omaha Live Victory Campaign, October 28th through the 30th.
Glory to God. That's where the glory is going to fall next year. It's in the local churches that are preaching and teaching and healing and going strong with the word of faith.
Join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, October 28th through the 30th. Admission is free. Register today at kcm.org/omaha.
Every Friday is offering day on the broadcast, and I want to read to you again today from the book of Galatians chapter 6. Verse 6 says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Don't be deceived, the Bible says. I like to say it like this. Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself thinking you can reap something you didn't sow. Don't kid yourself thinking you can reap without sowing, or that you can reap something other than what you did sow. In other words, don't be deceived here. Don't kid yourself. God is not mocked, because what you sow, you reap. And when you sow into the Spirit, these scriptures go on to say, you reap from the Spirit life. But when you sow to the flesh, you reap from the flesh death and corruption. Do you realize that you took some time today just to tune into this broadcast, and you were sowing to the Spirit? If you've been watching this for the last 20 or 30 minutes, you've been sowing to the Spirit, and you can reap from the Spirit life. But now you and I have another assignment when we've been taught the Word, is to go back before the Lord and say, how do I respond to it? How do I share in all good things with the one who taught me? And that is where the assignment of partnership comes in. Now, many of you watching this broadcast, you are partners with this ministry. I imagine many of you have been partners for a long time, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know that your obedience to partner in this ministry has opened up a door of access for God to go to work in your life, your family, your finances. And those of you who are not yet partners, let me encourage you, go before the Lord and find out if you've got a faith assignment or a financial assignment alongside Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in the preaching of this uncompromised word of faith going out from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. And if the Lord would assign you in this with us, then jump in. Get involved in faith, get involved in love, and say, hey, I want to make sure this same word that I've heard gets into the lives of people all over the world. And as a partner with this ministry, you need to know that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the staff of this ministry all over the world is praying for you every single day. We love our partners so much because they are a part of helping get this message of faith to people all over the world. It's happening through the network. It's happening through this broadcast, through magazines being sent out, through the website, through prayer calls, emails, every ministry material that's printed and mailed, every event, every social media post. I mean, all of this exists for one reason, and it's to get the Word of God to people. And partners, that's what you're doing. And because of that, the gospel's been preached, and generations of families have been touched and changed forever. So pray about being a partner with this ministry. Father, we receive the giving of the people today. We call them blessed in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. To give by text to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, text the letters KCM and the dollar amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.